We have bought his freedom, and hope to bring him home with us. Robert will be delighted with him, and perhaps in time he will even teach Stannis how to laugh." It saddened Crescent to remember that letter. No one had ever taught Stannis how to laugh, least of all the boy Patchface. The storm came up suddenly, howling, and Shipbreaker Bay proved the truth of its name. The Lord's two-masted galley, Windproud, broke up within sight of his castle. From its parapets, his two eldest sons had watched as their father's ship was smashed against the rocks and swallowed by the waters. 100 oarsmen and sailors went down with Lord Stephen Baratheon and his lady wife, and for days thereafter every tide left a fresh crop of swollen corpses on the strand below Storm's End. The boy washed up on the third day. Maester Cresson had come down with the rest to help put names to the dead. When they found the fool, he was naked, his skin white and wrinkled, and powdered with wet sand. Cresson had thought him another corpse, but when Jommy grabbed his ankles to drag him off to the burial wagon, the boy coughed water and sat up. To his dying day, Jommy had sworn that Patchface's flesh was clammy cold. No one ever explained those 2 days the fool had been lost in the sea.